As we join you, first Vespers for the Feast of Mary, Mother of God, are being celebrated in St. Peter's Basilica, presided over by Pope Benedict XVI. The Te Deum has been chanted, ringing out the old year, and tomorrow morning Pope Benedict will preside over Mass on New Year's Day, marking World Day for Peace. As 2008 draws to a close, Chris Altieri looks back on the year that was for Pope Benedict XVI.
To say that 2008 was an eventful year for Pope Benedict XVI would test the limits of understatement. Apostolic voyages to the United States in April and France in September were followed by billions of people the world over, while the Pope's participation in World Youth Day events drew hundreds of thousands of people from every corner of the globe to Sydney, Australia in July. We revisited the year that was with the director of the Holy See's press office, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi.
Direi che il pontificato ha trovato perfettamente la sua linea.
Father Lombardi says the pontificate of Benedict XVI did not miss a beat in 2008. With the fearless proclamation of Christian faith at the center of its mission and self-understanding, says Father Lombardi, Pope Benedict's teaching was characterized by great clarity and erudition this past year. He emphasized the positive vision of Christianity and the constant truths on which the real good of the human person and society must always be based. As 2008 draws to a close, says Father Lombardi, we look forward to the coming year, which is to see the Holy Father in Africa ahead of the Synod of the Continent's bishops. He reminds us that Africans are faced with enormous difficulties even as they struggle to find direction and release, not only for their great reserves of natural and material wealth, but most importantly for their vast human potential.
Perché un continente dalle grandi potenzialità.
One of the highlights of the year was the Holy Father's historic speech to the UN General Assembly, in which he challenged the international body to live up to the inspired vision of human dignity on which it is founded. The Vatican is extremely active in UN diplomacy, and we spoke with the Holy See's permanent observer in New York, Archbishop Celestino Migliore, about the challenges the organization faced in the past 12 months.
Be it climate change, the financial crisis, or the economic recession. However, the shade seems to overcome the light. We can only hope that the Pope Benedict XVI appeal at the UN General Assembly last April comes true, in as much as the responsibility to protect and promote is not only a remedy to collapsed situations, but a way of governing, of exercising power and authority that prevents crises and diffuses them by caring for the good of the people, and not only for a mere share of power.
The Archbishop also looked forward to the challenges of the new year.
We need to overcome the deadlocked situations in which often the UN finds itself, and that Pope Benedict described before the General Assembly as the obvious paradox of a multilateral consensus that continues to be in crisis because it is still subordinated to the decisions of a few, whereas the world's problems call for interventions in the form of collective action by the entire international community.
With very best wishes at Christmastide and for all of 2009, I'm Chris Altieri.